from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hi, great to be with you on the start of the final week of the summer. Labor Day weekend up ahead. Eagles obviously thereafter as they will take the field in Brazil on Friday night of next weekend. How weird is that? 215-592-9494. All right, let's get a lot of calls in this segment. You can join us to talk about, obviously, the Phils and the Eagles have been the main topics of conversation today on different fronts on those two squads. All right, to the phones we go. Chuck in Cherry Hill right now. Chuck, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, crew. I think it was great that you gave a shout-out to the Williamsport champs. What an amazing game. The value of a bunt. Good things happen when you put the ball down, right?
That's right.
You got to make them
put the ball in play, man.
Put the ball in play. Certainly not to take the shine off of the bats waking up, and I'm very optimistic, but you do have to take into consideration when you look at the two pitchers, Lugo and Singer, in the month of August, the quote-unquote recent trend, 50 innings pitched, they've given up 38 runs. So, yeah, that does take a little bit away from it, but let's see how they do against Houston. I think the pitching matches up favorable for us, and hopefully the bats are back. This lineup can hit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trade this lineup right now for any in baseball. I'd like to hear how Rube feels about that. I would not trade.
Is that an overstatement, Ruben? That sounds hard for me to believe.
I really like our lineup. I mean, I do like the depth of the lineup, and it was baffling to me. It was just incredibly baffling to me that they were struggling from top to bottom for so long. And I just, I've never seen anything like it. I've been thinking about it a lot lately, and I just don't know what was happening. I don't know if it was mojo. I don't know if it was they were guessing too much as a team, if they had too much information, whatever the case may be. Hopefully it's turned around. But one thing I did notice is that Howie Kendrick showed up, and he was on the last leg of this in Kansas City. And I'm not sure, I know Howie Kendrick, and I don't want to give him all the love, but and all the credit for what's going on. But at the very least, I mean, he's one of those guys that sort of helps out with the hitting stuff from time to time. He's around. He was one of the most professional hitters as a hitter himself, as there was. Really, really good hitter. I'm wondering if he's imparting some knowledge, if he's doing some things that...
That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, just having another guy like that around is probably a good thing.
Just to someone to remind them, hey, the approach...
Right. Just something.
The approach, guys.
Again, I don't know that he's having that kind of impact, but he was in Kansas City, and I think he's back here in Philadelphia.
That's
so
great.
We'll see.
Chuck, give me a great answer, man. What appeals to kids and adults?
Yeah, real quick. I'll get that. What's amazing about that, Rube, is how when hitting contagious, when they start hitting, how the swing and miss rate goes down drastically, instantly. All of a sudden, everything they swing at is barreled. Like, man, contagious, but how does that happen?
Well, part of it is that the pitchers start to make mistakes when they have base runners on.
You put
pressure on the team. You do a lot of different things to create that pressure.
All right, Chuck, I need an answer. Appealing to kids and adults. Okay. What do you got?
I've used it before. I'll use it again. Wonderland Pier, the kids are ecstatic, and the parents are equally ecstatic watching their kids be ecstatic.
That's an interesting. All right, so does that count? I think that's a go-around. He's saying the parents are happy because the kids are happy. That's not the heart of the...
Yeah, no, because it's not. It's something that you enjoy as
a
kid.
You're happy whenever your kid's happy. Like you're happy with if your kid's happy.
But you know
what
I'm saying? That's
no.
Saying
I know. My point is, you could say anything that makes your kid happy makes a parent happy.
Right.
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. All right. Let's get back to the phones. Talk to TR right now in Winfield. What's up, TR? All right, TR, not ready to go. We go to Mary. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, Mary.
Fantastic, Mary.
So the Phillies. What they're doing now that they weren't doing before the All-Star break, they are striking out. Those strikeouts would have been hits. They're not seeing the ball. Why doesn't Kevin Long take them out and take them to the woodshed?
Well, I don't know if it's that easy. I mean, you know, so
they're not seeing the ball.
The woodshed meaning what? Scream at them for not playing better?
Well, I mean, the pitchers, how did we struck out against Atlanta? We've been striking out. These next games, Astros and the Braves, these are going to be killers.
I mean, for what Mary, for what it's worth, and I think this is part of Spike's point last week on Rob Thompson and Dombrowski, I mean, to a large extent, a lot of these guys are what they are. Like, you should expect at this point Kyle Schwarber will strike out a lot. That's who he is. He's going to have a relatively low batting average. He's going to walk a lot. He's going to hit a lot of home runs, and he's going to strike out a lot. You know what really struck me when Schwarber had those two doubles the other day? Was that yesterday? Yeah. Yesterday, right? You know what really struck me? No, maybe that was Saturday.
It was
Saturday.
2 days ago. It was Saturday, yep.
They were like the 15th and 16th doubles of his season?
Doesn't have a lot of them.
That's
either
horrendous.
Singles or homers.
I mean, how does a guy who bats the most on the team, because he leads off, he has power, so yeah, sometimes you hit a home run, but you would think sometimes you're going to gap one. Like, how does he only have 15 and 16 doubles? I mean, it's almost September.
Yeah,
that's horrendous.
It's surprising because he has not been horrendous. He has been outstanding.
He's been solid.
I mean, he's got 60 OPS. Points higher than on his batting average.
I mean, Bobby Abreu would have 50 doubles a season. Kyle Schwarber's got 16.
Different types of hitters.
I mean, but Ruben, that's a low number.
It is a low number.
For
it's
a
kind
leadoff
of a little bit of a surprising number. But yeah. I mean, again, he's getting on base at a rate that is one of the best in all of baseball.
Yeah, 374 on base.
But his actual times on base are like in the top five in all of baseball.
Well, he bats a lot on a team.
The top two.
Yeah. All right, look, Mary, I hear you on the woodshed idea. I just think it's more nuanced than just that.
But Stott and Baum, they just stick their bat out, you know, before the All-Star break. They would, you know, Stott would be making these plays. He was hitting balls. He was hitting strikes, but he's making contact with them. All right, secondly, Joe DiCamera, have you been to South America recently? What's with this Brazil and the Andes? You're on fire with South America this
morning. Let me tell you something, Mary. All right, in 11th grade, I learned a lot at the prep, and... You know, I gotta credit my 11th grade teachers for teaching me the wit and wisdom I bring here every day.
I love it. And the skin, now it's everybody does know that skin is the biggest organ.
I thought everyone knew that, Mary.
Yeah, I thought.
Devin,
I mean,
and I knew that.
I should have got it. Mary, give me an answer here. What appeals to kids and adults?
All right, this is going to win. Cash gift.
What gifts?
Cash gifts.
Giving cash
gifts.
Like as a gift. When you're a kid, you get cash. You love it. When you're an adult, you get cash. You love it. It's good.
You don't love it when you're seven, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. I mean,
no,
Zoe.
I didn't.
She has a piggy bank. I think it depends.
You want a toy. You want a toy.
I didn't want the cash.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually I did.
Eventually. But
at a certain age, like five
and below.
But
they still like it.
I'd rather have the toy than cash at 12.
I wanted immediate gratification.
Totally.
Like, I'd like a Transformer. That cash, there's a long time that's going to elapse
before
I get a Transformer.
Well, it's not neither or, though. The point is they still like getting cash. They like having a piggy bank. They do all that stuff.
Not a great answer.
I don't remember. Yeah. It's been a while.
All right, TR and Winfield's ready to go. Hi, TR.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hi, TR.
Hey, John, I got a question for you, man.
Yes.
That tackle that Burke missed yesterday, should a linebacker be there taking on a back one-on-one in any given moment? Like, I don't understand how you just missed that tackle like that. Like, talking about Burke.
You don't understand how he missed the tackle. You duck your head, you close your eyes, a split second is an eternity when you've got a back who can, you know, move in a blink the way these backs can. You don't practice tackling. Maybe that's a big part of why. I mean, it is not the way it used to be in terms of the level of just, I don't know, excellence that we're seeing displayed defensively. It, like, you can't even call it excellent. It is not practiced. It is not anywhere close to sound fundamentally when they start the season. Feet matter a ton in terms of where your upper body goes, and they just need to get all that timing together.
Okay. So does that cost him his job? I mean, like is he going to be on the team? The stuff, like missing tackles, does that cost jobs for the players, and they trying to get on the team just to miss one tackle as opposed to their past performances?
I think it's a lot more to do with past performance and practice. And, yeah, every snap in practice and in the games are going to be evaluated. One tackle, yeah, that's not going to get you cut, but you don't want to make a practice a habit of that.
All right, T.R., give me a great answer, my man. What appeals to kids and adults? You can win the tickets to the Killers.
Playing John Madden on video games.
Video games had already been said. He went to Madden, but okay. So I got the Twitter poll question of the day in front of us. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. All right, poll question. How should the NFL move forward with the preseason? Should they even continue to play these games? Now, we've got four choices here. Yes, play them, but play three, which is what they currently do. Yes, play two. Choice C, yes, play one. Choice D, no, enough. All right. Now, before John guesses how people voted on Twitter, let's all weigh in on, like, where we are. I will admit I'm a little torn on this one. I know I would not want to see that last game happen again, but I also know, would I actually really prefer there are zero games? Like, even if the NFL goes to 18 games, it's like, Joe DeCamera, would you rather have 18 games and no preseason, or 17 games and three preseason, or 17 games and one preseason? Like, I got to imagine I'd rather there be something in August than nothing. But the product is so bad. Seltzer, what should the NFL do with preseason football?
I mean this from the bottom of my soul. I never need to watch another preseason game. Like, I really don't. I get your point. Like, the August, something like, it's nothing. I'd rather watch a TV show. Like, it's a waste of time.
It was a waste. The other day was a waste of time.
Yeah, I think, honestly, arguably all three games, for the most part, were a waste
of
time.
They were. No, the whole thing was a joke. This was the bottom of the barrel. And it's not going to improve. This is what pro football in the next decade is going to be if they keep doing it. Ruben, I know you didn't get to see the other game, you know, because you were in KC. But what's your sense of whether preseason football should continue?
Should not continue. If it continues like this, I would not do it.
And what about, so you reported to, obviously, when you were a GM, an owner who makes money. It's part of how salaries are paid. I mean, what do you make of the economic reality? They do make some money, and it's not insignificant. You get all the parking, you get 70,000 people's seats, you know, you get TV rights deals, you get advertisements and commercials. I mean, this is not nothing. So would you actually say to the owner, if you were the GM, you know what, I've heard the people speak. The fans are so upset, let's just scrap all that money we make?
Yeah, I just think they'd have to do it a different way. I think that they can create a different way to get it done. You know, maybe they televise, you know, their workouts.
Joint practice?
Their joint practices differently, or they do something like that. I think that would be interesting to the fans.
It would be. It would probably not come close to raising as much money, though, I would think.
It probably would not, yeah. But fans would like it. I think they'd like to see a little inside.
They can figure out a way to make it work for the owners.
Devin, to play these.
This is not going to work, whatever this was. This denial of anyone playing in the preseason. Our offense didn't play.
That's a different issue. That's a different issue.
That doesn't work.
But John, you're crossing issues. You're saying you don't like that they didn't play. They're not prepared. I'm saying, should they play the games, John?
But I agree with, like, what he's saying.
They need to change the
way,
format.
The way the Eagles are
they're
approaching it, they
going,
might as well not
they're
play.
Not
exactly.
But they're not going to change.
That's, yeah. Well, no, they're going, they need to change the format, meaning that give two joint practices between two separate teams for every team. So you're going to have to, like, get into that schedule. Like, let's figure out a way to get these teams in one another's cities. We'll schedule that out just like the preseason games, but now it's a televised scrimmage / practice between these teams. Forget about preseason games. This is now the replacement for preseason games, or you've got one preseason game just to cap it all off at the end.
All right, Devin, where are you? Should the games be played?
I mean, I tend to want to say no, but I also think that they need a way to evaluate, you know, the depth that they have in terms of cutting down the roster. So I would limit it to two.
That's exactly where I am, two games. Knowing that I may get to one or zero soon.
Yeah, and keep the joint practices, because that's clearly
let me just say this. James, let me advocate this. I think this would help a bit. No more games from Sirianni and the Eagles about we might play our players. Just frickin' announce that Hurts isn't playing. stop giving the public the belief that when I tune in on a Thursday night at 7 o'clock, I might see Jalen Hurts, and then I'm disappointed when I don't.
100%.
Just stop with the games. If you're not going to play the guys, just say we're not going to play the guys. Set expectations for the freaking product you're about to watch. I'm tired of tuning in with like 12%, oh, maybe my guy's going to play, and then he doesn't. Enough. What about that, John? Does that resonate with you? Be honest with the public, and maybe the product will seem a little better if people don't have immediate disappointment near game time when they find out no one's playing.
I don't know how you manage that. Hey,
you just announced I'm not playing my guys.
Coach.
John, they knew they're not. They knew.
How much will you play?
They
how many snaps?
They
are
knew.
We going to do the first 15? I think it gets pretty convoluted and pretty tough to
every
predict.
Single preseason
no coach
week.
Cares. No coach cares about how we feel
but
about
but the owner should.
The owner should care. The coaches don't.
Ruben, what about that theory? Be more transparent of what to expect.
I do think you have to be more transparent. For the fans, but I don't think it's coming from. I don't think it's coming from him. I think it's coming from above, and it may have implications with regard to making money for the post preseason games.
No question.
I just think that you have to be a little bit more honest.
All right, where I'm at is two games and more honesty. And more forthcomingness. That's where I am. All right, John. I have the poll results. How do you think people voted today? Should they continue to play the games? 3-2-1 or 0?
2 or 1? Two.
Two wins.
Probably.
36% say two. Oh, excuse me, no.
No one.
37% say scrap all the games.
Wow.
36% say play two. 19% say play three. And
jeez, that's close.
8% say play one. Yeah, that is pretty
flag
close.
Football, man.
It's really bad. All right, let's get to Henry. He's calling from Medford. What's going on, Henry?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Doing all right, Henry.
All right, just before I start, John and Rube, I'd like to say that in 3 weeks, my son will be joining your ranks and will be entering Stanford University as a freshman.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Great job, Henry.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Man.
So my point, and Taiwan Walker, my question, and maybe you know this, Rube, what is the feasibility of him being repurposed to anything beyond a starter at this point?
Good question. What is the possibility,
can he be a
Ruben?
Long man, what can he be at this point, realistically?
I would say 10% to 0%.
Why can't he be a long man? I've heard he doesn't have the stuff for that. Why? What's the theory behind
the velocity's gone?
One, he's probably. I mean, could he physically do it? Probably. I think he'd be very. He's never really done it. Number one.
Does he have like a long prep for each start? Isn't he one of those guys too, Rube?
I just don't think that he's mentally or physically prepared to do something like that.
Do you think he could actually, you know how guys can actually muster it to where they throw harder when they're throwing shorter?
Yes, some guys, yeah.
Can he even do that? Like his velocity has dipped so far, it feels like it's just because he can't throw hard anymore.
Is it possible? Yes. Is it probable? No. I just don't know that he has right now, at least right now, it doesn't seem to have the same arm speed that he once did.
Yeah.
Just don't, yeah. All right. It's a tough, yeah. It's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
It's a legit question. And I just think that they're hoping that somehow, some way, he gets back to closer to where he was last year.
So you don't think that they're thinking about DFAing him or anything at this point? Or
I think everything's on the table. I think everything's on the table. I think they're keeping a broad mind with it. But again, at $38 million is a tough number.
Henry, I tend to think the let's just cut him thing is an off-season thing. I would be shocked if they would do that in September. I mean, I don't think it would make sense to cut him. I think this September thing, and of course late August, is just don't pitch him anymore. Now, where it gets funky is that the guy doesn't have a true injury. If you can't put him on the injured list and you don't cut him and you don't move him to the bullpen, I mean,
You're wasting a roster spot.
Yeah, I mean, Ruben, there's no other way to do it. I mean,
well, can't you just say he's got like a blister or something?
Well, but again,
you can't really. You can get in trouble for that.
He has to have
like a legitimate reason.
Yeah, so it does get wonky.
Get a blister. Rub your hand on the desk really hard and you'll have a blister.
All right, Henry, give me what appeals to kids and adults.
I don't know if this has been said, but I would say animated movies. And the reason I say that is kids watch it because it's animated.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of designed for a visual aspect that they enjoy. I've noticed as an adult now how much political and societal subtext are in these films that I would have never noticed.
Totally agree with him.
Now, what's he saying by that? What does he mean?
It means that they make these, like, the Toy Story type movies and stuff for kids and adults.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they do.
Like,
that's
they sprinkle
call.
In little jokes and things in the script and storyline that kids won't understand, but if you're an adult watching with kids, it's like, oh, huh, that's funny.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Animated movie is a pretty good answer. 215-592-9494. Judd Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. In partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. You know, they got a little something different for you right now. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with the YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out of market game. And all you're going to need is a Google account and a current form of payment. You can also cancel at any time. It's a great deal at FanDuel.com/hammer. FanDuel.com/hammer to sign up to get this. Of course, you can also bet all the games at FanDuel.com/hammer for the very best deals. To download America's number one sportsbook, FanDuel Sportsbook, get yourself to FanDuel.com/hammer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sponsored by the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety. The Phillies got their third series win since the All-Star break, putting up 22 runs on the Kansas City Royals in back-to-back games over the weekend. Garrett Stubbs stepped in yesterday after JT Realmuto's career-high 7 RBI game Saturday, and he didn't miss a beat. The backup catcher had a career-high 4-hit game, was on base 5 times, and drove in a run.
Swung on line over the leap of DeJong. It's down the left field line. Into scores Marsh. Stubbs trying for 2. Rojas is in at 3rd. And Garrett Stubbs is a home run shy of the cycle today as he has expanded the Phillies' lead. It's now 4-2.
With that, the Phillies' lead in the NL East jumps back to 6 games. They host the Astros for a 3-game series starting tonight. Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. A message from the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety. Weather today, sunny with a high of 87. It's currently 74 degrees. To listen to 94 WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
A little Jim Morrison.
Wow, Jimbo.
You can't overplay Seltzer.
It's so good.
He's so solid.
It's so phenomenal. All right, so let me go from phenomenal to not. And this is something we talked about on the show about 3 weeks ago. And, John, I'm curious to see if you have watched this movie we discussed 3 weeks ago. And I defy you to watch it. I hope you do, and I encourage you to turn it off after 15 minutes. Devin, you too. You probably haven't seen this.
Okay.
2001, A Space Odyssey.
Mm.
I dare you to watch it.
I saw it long ago.
Why is it a dare?
It's so bad.
Is that the one from 1977?
Considered by many the greatest movie ever made. It's from 1968. Yes. Considered by many.
James.
I mean, it is. Like,
who?
So the most famous film list is the Sight and Sound list. The directors do their own list.
Okay.
They had it as the number. The directors, like Spielberg, all these people, whatever, vote on it. Had 2001 as the greatest movie ever made.
All right, Devin, I would be fascinating if you watch it. And feel free to turn it off after 10 minutes if you think it's worth turning off after 10 minutes.
Okay.
John, same with you.
Wait, I'm confused. Did you just say it was from 2001?
No, that's the name of the
name
movie.
Of it.
Oh.
2001,
okay.
:A Space Odyssey.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
But no, I've never seen
it. So, Ruben, have you seen it?
I've seen it a long time ago.
And?
I don't have an opinion. I have to receive
it. Okay. Well, I'm just putting it out there for you.
I thought it was pretty profound. Like, it's something that was beyond me when I did see it, and I probably would be best served to go back and watch it again.
Please do.
Like what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, it really is. It's like another level of interpretation.
Okay. I just thought it was.
Why didn't you like it? Where is the hatred coming from?
I thought it was
boredom.
It was worse than the Eagles preseason game, and that's saying something.
Oh, come on.
After 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. That's right. All right, let's go to the phones. I'm just putting it out there.
Harsh, but fair.
If anybody wants
to
watch that.
Is it fair to give a movie 10 minutes and you're out? Like
yeah,
that?
Actually
yeah.
You can't blame him for his opinion, but you don't have to agree with it.
If anybody wants to watch
it, it's a bad opinion.
In the next couple weeks and report back, I'd be curious. No need to watch the whole thing, whatever you can stomach. Let's go to JB in Chestnut Hill. What's going on, JB?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
John.
And thank you for joining.
That's right.
Oh,
us.
My pleasure. Yeah. John, do you know what the main defense of a wombat is?
Playing dead?
No, they have four cartilage-filled, like, tectonic plates on their back. So they basically twerk a predator to death.
No way.
Yes, you can look it up. It's wild. And like, so when they go in, they dance? And they go butt down. They go face in, butt up. And then when the predator attacks,
What? There's a butt and a face?
Hold on. So the butt bites.
I was totally not listening until I heard a butt and a face.
Me neither.
What are we talking about? The wombat's butt has four tectonic plates.
Come on.
That attack
it's so strong.
The
it's
predator?
So strong. It's the best way for them to defend themselves. So when the predator goes into the hole after them, they basically crush the predator's skull, like foxes, other animals come after them, and they just push them out with their butt and they go under their neck.
They crush the predator's skull
with their butts.
They basically twerk somebody to death.
Wow.
Twerk someone to death.
All right, JB, what do you got on the birds, my man?
Good way to go.
They also add their poops are cubed, which is bizarre too. But anyway, the birds, look, it's Ruben's there. He's a business guy, and we all know this. This is about business, right? And as my buddy Joe Terci, attorney at law, would say, the owners are not going to lose money. So when the season ticket holders have to pay for four preseason games, they're not going away. Me personally, as a regular guy, I think it should be two games, and I think you got to get rid of the practices against the other teams because guess what? That's what's taking away from they practiced twice this week.
That's interesting. That's a really interesting way to put it. If you take away,
it's a preseason game. It's a preseason game. But like, and Joe, your alma mater opens up this week because I'm on the coaching staff there. We open up at.
Let me tell you something, JB. The prep this year would beat those jokers the Eagles put out there on Saturday if they're all about to get cut. Right?
Come on.
No, they weren't.
Even though Trout Jr. would play for both. And Trout Jr.'s not a joker.
What's he doing?
A couple plays the other day. But, I mean, that was hard to watch the other day, man.
I was like watching paint dry. But, Joe,
some good stuff.
No, John. There was nothing.
Yeah.
There were some redeeming qualities.
Nope.
Like, you could see.
There wasn't, John.
Meryl Reese making aggressive. The joke at the end. That was about it.
Sending linebackers, and that's something we had not done in the past. So, I do think that bodes well for what we're going to see to some degree.
I don't buy it.
It's going to be a more aggressive core of linebackers. They're going to be up in the line of scrimmage. That messes with an offense's ability to make the calls to protect the quarterback. That will get guys home.
All right, JB,
maybe that'll help Nolan Smith get home.
JB, what appeals to kids and adults? Give me a great answer.
Real quick, though, I think that I can draw an analogy between the last preseason games and trying to find sleepers for fantasy football. That's how boring it is. Like, you're just like, oh, who's this guy who's going to come out of nowhere? But I think something appeals to kids and adults. Has anyone said ice cream?
No, and that's a big answer.
Love that answer.
Yeah, I did too.
A really good one.
We got about seven or eight here, I think, that are worthy of winning, and we'll see what ultimately gets it.
You know, I stopped eating ice cream for 20 years.
Why?
Come on!
I thought that I was unable to eat ice cream. I thought that I was lactose intolerant.
Oh, yeah. No.
I stopped with milk and ice cream when I was 18 years old because every fifth period after lunch at Cumberland Valley High School, I'm streaking down the hallway, you know, just trying to get there in time.
So you do know that feeling. Because you've been ripping me for years.
I literally didn't go to the bathroom.
Yes. And so I stopped milk entirely. Entirely. Wow. In every form. Like milk and cream and everything. Okay. And I think I regained my ability to have that stuff.
To ingest.
Because I can do it now.
Fair
Good
enough.
Good for you.
Good for you. By the way, I had, I don't know, five or six friends over Saturday night. Everyone got a shot at the bidet. Universal.
No.
People
I'm getting ready to get a new one.
People Seriously? Took turns.
It's like a bidet party.
People were standing on the other side of the door to hear the initial reaction.
No.
I swear to God.
Also,
this is
John,
it's real.
More people invited over. Like
I didn't get that invite.
He loves hosting, apparently.
On the road, but I didn't get that invite.
It's a small
Thank
apartment.
You for picking up on that. Yeah. We learned earlier in the show that Ruben was over at Joe's house.
Hanging out.
Multiple times.
My house. Having some beer. And yeah, right. Multiple times. How many times are multiple?
Is this every year you guys are watching games? Maybe three or four times.
Yeah, probably. Wow. That's probably right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a,
had a rager.
Keep your chins
then
up, guys.
Was Ruben invited to the rager?
No, I didn't say it was a rager. I didn't say it wasn't.
Got other friends. Other friends are there for the rager or party shindig.
All right, let's get to Joe and Exton. Joseph.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
Joe.
How are you, buddy?
Well, I hate to say it, Joe. This is like becoming like fetish level type stuff with the bidet.
Joe, no, right? Joe, I'm just telling you.
It'll take you there.
Yeah, there's probably been about 10 to 15 people that have now used it in my apartment, and it's 100
Ew,
for 100.
Man. Okay.
It's a lot of
eventually, yeah. Eventually, that's like, ooh. The more people that use it, I think it gets a little grosser.
It doesn't. The water touches you, but the parts of the bidet don't touch you. Like it's fine. It's all good.
And the clean fun.
And the heated toilet seat. Oh man, that's the only part that people touch the same. All right, Joe, hello.
Okay. So.
Why did we have to go to that? I mean, every time I'm here, we go there.
Just deflating. No, I feel different now. I feel different now that I heard that.
All right, Joe, go ahead, man. What do you got on the fighting Phils?
Yeah, I think Taiwan's pitching is more disgusting than that.
That's very low. That's a low point.
Yeah, I mean, the 78 pitches in three innings is unacceptable. Like, at this point, he's relying on hard hit contact and someone making a play in the field to get people.
You know, Joe, what we haven't focused much on, a matter of fact, at all today with the Taiwan debacle, it does have a negative effect on their bullpen that then affects other games. Now, look, they were fortunate to win Saturday and Sunday, and obviously they pitched well on Saturday in the bounce back with Ranger, and they hit a ton, so it didn't matter this weekend for a second game. But, I mean, let's not, you know, kid ourselves. When he only gives them three innings or four innings, that's not good, you know, generally for that next game or that week.
So is he able?
No.
Hold on. Ruben,
he stinks.
Like, I see that. But, Ruben, do you think that he can reinvent himself in the Noah? What we saw with Noah Syndergaard where he was sort of attaching himself to – what was it, like a cutter?
Cutter and slider.
Yeah.
I don't think so because he already has like a trick pitch, so to speak, and split. I think he's tried the cutter. Really, it's about he's to the point where he just has to be a lot more fine with his command. And if he's not, then he's, you know, you see the results of what you saw his last outing.
Horrendous.
Yeah, Joe, it's pretty bad. All right, Joe, give me what appeals to kids and adults.
All right. Well, one more thing on the Phils. I'm happy the offense appears to be like picking back up. I hope like they didn't get to the curveball machine too late.
Yeah, that always gets a chuckle. All right, what do you got here for an answer?
How about mini golf?
Mini golf.
That's a good one.
It's not a great thing for adults. It's okay.
Do you know an adult that dislikes it? I think every it's adult very likes popular.
I like it a lot less than I used to. It's
yeah. I don't love mini golf. It's a little boring.
It's a little boring.
It's fine.
I mean, I'm gonna get a two or a three or a one.
I do think kids like it more.
Whatever, oh, one, two, or three.
Yeah.
Like I'd rather go to the driving range or like Top Golf than mini golf.
I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time. All right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Central World Series matchup tonight. Phillies are going against a team that has been playing very good baseball the last couple of months. They need to keep their foot on the gas to show us that they are truly back. They have truly turned the corner, and we needed at least two out of three. And then we go to Atlanta for a very tough series. But I have full confidence and faith that we can do this. Let's go, Phillies!
Well, I hope so.
They don't go to Atlanta. They're at home.
Yeah, they're here for that. They were in Atlanta last year.
And we got in seven games, basically. Five. Four
seven important games.
Yes, absolutely.
Wait. I need clarification. Does Devin make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with crackers inside of it? Or does she make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches out of crackers? One is legit. The other one is complete psychopath. And we need to address the issue if that's what's going on. Time's yours.
Okay, I can clear this up. It's two separate things. It's not a cracker inside a sandwich. That would be insane.
That's what I thought you were saying.
No,
I didn't think that.
If you don't have bread, you can take like a Ritz cracker or a saltine and make a little peanut butter jelly.
Boom.
Okay. Makes sense.
Doesn't count. It's only preseason. It's not the starters. Don't worry. Blah, blah, blah. The Eagles look like...
Well, dude,
that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It really was like the third and fourth string guy.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Yeah,
and they played the whole game.
Yeah, that call is stupid. All right, with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, Seltzer, we've seen these guys now three times. Kenny Pickett, Tanner McKee, who should be the two week one, who will be the two week one?
I mean, it will be Pickett. Pickett will be the two, I think. Look, I can't stand Kenny Pickett. I think he stinks. So, I think they're pretty similar right now. I think Tanner McKee will be better than him, but I don't really have a, I don't think it's like a big difference.
Yeah. John, Tanner McKee wasn't good.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't at all.
I was disappointed.
If there was a chance that he could beat Kenny Pickett, I don't even know that there was a chance, but maybe that will be reserved for the regular season. You would expect Tanner McKee, it's tough to put him on a practice squad because other teams would
scoop him up.
Because of those measurables that he's got, he does have impeccable measurables.
Let me tell you something about Kenny Pickett.
Super smart.
That's not good. That he was available. You know, you're 2 years into the career.
Well, look at the quarterbacks that they added in Pittsburgh. But, you added Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
But like, think about Russell Wilson for a second.
Any quarterback would be available if they weren't.
But some people thought Russell Wilson was done 2 years ago. Okay. So they dumped a guy that theoretically should have a future for a guy that had a past, probably has no future in Russell Wilson, and they swapped out former first-round picks, one for the other.
Huge upside.
Kind of bizarre. It's a little bizarre.
Yeah,
they
were completely done with Kenny Pickett. I think that's my point. It's rare that you see that.
They had the most intel on the guy, and they said after 2 years, we're done.
Yeah.
That doesn't speak well to him.
It's very strange.
Yeah. All right,
it's also very strange to wear a glove every time you play quarterback. This guy is weird.
Tiny hands, man. Yeah.
Let's go to Eric. He's calling from North Carolina. What's going on, Eric?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm actually sitting outside of the Wake Forest University Athletic Complex in Jose. John and Ruben, welcome to the ACC.
Thank you, Eric.
And Ruben, I know your daughter graduated from Wake Forest, so go Deeks.
Yes, she did. Wow, you're very knowledgeable.
Cool. I am. I was actually in the building when they were graduating. I was working over there. But overall effect, I think we got over our Whit Merrifield effect hump from when he left, and then we finally met up with him last week. you know, he did a little damage to us.
Yeah.
And I think they got over that hump. So, and I think Ruben also called it back a couple months ago, said they were going to have a long stretch where they're not going to be so great and they'll get over that hump too. I think we're over this hump, guys.
I hope so.
Yeah. And you think Whit Merrifield had something to do with that in a cosmic way, returning and seeing Whit.
Hey, man, you never know. I work with his dad, so you never know.
So, you know, I mean, Whit Merrifield's father?
He's got 1%.
He's like Kevin Bacon over there, man.
1 degree of separation.
What's going on?
What is going on here?
That's right, man. It's not what you know, too, you know, right?
All right, Eric, what appeals to kids and adults?
Vacation, man.
Has already been said. Give me a different answer.
Food.
Food. yeah. Too all-encompassing. We've had specific answers. Not giving you that one.
Fairly broad, if you don't have it.
That's ridiculous.
Water.
All right, Adrian, you're on WIP.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great, Adrian.
Yo, Adrian.
Hey, yeah, I love it, man. So, one thing I noticed in the game, I don't know if anybody else noticed it, and then I know he's vying for a spot on the team, probably a third stringer by and large, maybe a practice squad guy, but did anybody else catch that Armani Rogers was lined up at linebacker? He's a backup tight end. And he made a
no,
good play.
No, I did not notice that at all.
Well, look at the highlights again. 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. 47 hits.
Are you sure they don't have two guys that are the same number?
It's Brandon Smith. You got two guys wearing number 47. Yeah. Brandon Smith is the name of the Mike linebacker who wears 47.
Oh, okay.
And we have a tight end, Armani Rogers, who also wears 47. He came in from the Washington Commanders.
That makes sense. And I was wondering, I said, there's no way the guy made a beast of a catch on that last drive. And then,
well, hold on, Adrian. That's actually not what you said. You didn't say no way. You thought it was absolutely a way because you called in a WIP and said it happened.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. No.
I didn't think that. And listen,
he was drawing attention to a strange occurrence.
Yeah.
We appreciate that, Adrian.
I couldn't zoom in, man.
But we got it down now.
Adrian, that was crazy. We got to move fast, man. That was good stuff. Man. Give me an answer. We're going to turn to right now. What appeals to kids and adults?
Did anybody say chocolate?
No, we'll give you chocolate. Super. That's a good answer.
Super.
That's a great answer.
We move fast. Angela, give me an answer.
Last day of school.
The last day. Well, most adults
don't like that.
Yeah, parents are like, no, stay in school. Yeah.
All right, Bill in Wilmington. Bill, give me an answer.
Fast cars, racing cars.
I don't know about all that.
I don't know about children.
All right.
Some boys.
Here's what we got. Maybe. So first off, let's attack the food category.
Categories, yeah.
Ice cream was said.
Chocolate
was said.
I think chocolate.
Pizza was said. And chicken tenders. So we got four in the food.
Wow.
Now here's what we got that are also similar in activity type stuff. We're summer, vacations, amusement parks. And then we have what I'd call a third category, animated movies. What are we going with here? This is a tough one.
I think it's summer, animated movies, or chocolate.
I like ice cream as well.
I like summer or vacations.
Ooh, I like chocolate.
I was going to say pizza, the food. That's what's on my
mind. I like chocolate. I like chocolate and animated movies.
Animated movies.
Animated is really good.
Yeah.
You really think that's above summer and vacations?
No. I would say vacation. I think vacation.
Aren't vacations 100%?
Yeah, I think vacation's probably
100%.
Summer's better than vacation.
Really?
I think so. It's
a little bit of a pain in the butt for families if they got the kids home and they don't want them home. I think everybody likes a vacation.
I agree.
Okay.
All right, let's go with that.
I'm willing.
Congratulations to John with a great answer, vacation. Hey, everyone, have a wonderful rest of the day. Joe and Hugh, they are up next. We shall talk to you tomorrow on 94WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.